Hello, hello, welcome back. Guys, I'm so excited for summer. It is right around the corner. We live in Northwest Florida. We have the most beautiful beaches here. I mean, they take your breath away. And I cannot wait to spend my summer at the beach. We are going to be digging into how to get out of being stuck. Like, it is not fun whenever you're stuck. You want to follow God. You want to do what God wants you to do, but you can't make the decision and you feel stuck that you, like, you can't take action. So that is what we're going to be talking about. And let's dive in. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode, because today is the day. So God had already given me the vision. He told me I was to be a diligent leader, changing women's lives. So why was I so stuck? Why couldn't I figure out what to do? Guys, he doesn't ask us to figure out his hidden will. He gives us the freedom to choose. Did you hear that? The freedom to choose. Sister, that means it's your choice. Whatever thing that you are losing sleep over because you can't decide, let it go and just make a decision. I had wanted to build my business God's way so bad that I wasn't taking action or making any decisions. I would literally ask him a question and then I would wait because I was so scared that I was going to make the wrong decision or go against God's plan. And I kept waiting for an answer. Months had gone by and then a year passed. I wasted so much time in my business because I was simply, quote unquote, waiting on God. And the whole time, God was like, if you will make a decision and move, then I will guide you. Remember, not making a decision is making a decision, because now you have decided to stay where you are. You have decided to not choose. You have decided, friend, to be stuck. Proverbs 14:23 reads, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Y'all, I am preaching to myself. I wish I had this podcast episode about a year ago. I'm not even kidding. And you know what? I get it. Because whenever we want to do things God's way so bad that we ultimately are keeping ourselves stuck. We are keeping ourselves in this box and we can't move up, we can't move down, or we can't move left or right, all because we decided to not make a decision. Which job, God? Do I do this job or this job? Do I go to this school or that school? Should I sell a course or a membership? Should I have a free Facebook group or a paid one? So many little decisions. And honestly, friend, God doesn't care which one you choose. He gave you that freedom. He cares more about your heart being connected to Him and to other people more than which course you're going to sell online. Because sister, if you are connected to Him, and you make the wrong choice or the wrong decision, He's going to guide you. He's going to move you along the path and take you exactly where you are supposed to go the whole time. But for Him to move you down the right path, you have to make a decision. He asked you to love God and love people, to be kind, to make peace, and to share the gospel, the good news. So if you are doing that, God gives you the freedom to make decisions. He gives you the freedom to choose what you want to do with that. And whatever you choose, if it's not aligned with Him, then He's going to move you. He's going to guide you. But you have to trust Him and you have to make the choice. We get so stuck here because We're like, God, if you'll just tell me what to do. God, if you'll just give me a sign. But he doesn't ask us to figure out his hidden will. It is hidden for a reason. But he does give us that freedom to make choices and decisions to work on while we wait on him. And he is right next to us the whole time, along for the ride, orchestrating his perfect will into our lives and our actions. Friend, obsessing over the future is not how God wants you to live. He wants you more focused on your character. He wants you more focused on helping and serving others more than the little decisions that you are making such a big deal. God wants us to live, make decisions. He wants to renew our mind, realigning our passions and our attitude to match his will for you. That's his way. He is wisdom. So if he has a plan and he has given you a vision, you need to trust him. You need to walk in that faith and do the thing that he's called you to do. God doesn't tell us what's going to happen if we obey. We just have to cross that bridge and follow him. And he will not let you down. Psalm 118:6 reads, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear." I will not fear. I want you to memorize this. I want you to pray it. I want you to write it down on sticky notes and place it all around your house. Get an Expo marker. Write it on your bathroom mirror. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Psalms 118:6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Think about Esther in the Bible. She was so brave. She didn't stop and wait weeks, months, or a year to act and ask God for a divine word. No, she just did the thing. She did what she knew was right, and she made a decision to move. Friend, God is waiting on you to move. He's waiting on you to decide. I encourage you to take action and then watch how he will move. So God has really been putting it on my heart to build a community, to build this free Facebook group, which I'm not going to lie, for a while I did not want to do it. I used to have a free Facebook group and it was not my favorite thing. It wasn't. But the Lord has really been putting it on my heart that I need to build a community and lead some people. So that's what I'm going to do. I feel he's leading me to create this new community on like this Facebook group. I don't quite know what I'm doing so far. I might do live trainings once a month. I might turn it into doing like Bible studies. And honestly, who really knows? God knows. But, you know, I'm just trying to be obedient and take this step. So if you would like to be encouraged by me, you want to be a part of this new community that I'm building, I will put the link in the show notes. And I cannot wait to see you there. You know, the Bible says that God is the lamp at our feet. You really only can see one step ahead. You can't see the future. So this right here, this new Facebook group that I'm creating, this is my next step. Like I said, I don't know what this looks like yet. But I just know God wants us women to be in community together, to thrive together, to build businesses together, to make a big impact with income, so that we can share the wealth and change the world. Make the decision. Go and click the link. Join my free community. I'm honestly super excited. I can't wait to lead you. Can't wait to show up live for you and teach you and encourage you and build you up. And I really hope that this is a community that other people can meet, and you can find a group of accountability. That's really something that is also, that God has also been putting on my heart, is accountability partners and accountability groups. And that is also something that later on in the future that we can create inside of this community. Everybody, we can set up a Google Doc where you can find people that have a business that is similar to yours, and just find a community. Because one thing that I don't hear a lot of people talk about is how lonely entrepreneurship can be. It can be lonely when you're working online and you're at home with your computer or your phone. It feels like it's just you sometimes. It can feel so lonely. And maybe that is also another reason why it is so hard to take a step, because you don't have someone that you can be like, hey, like, what do you think about this? Or, friend, it is so important to have a community, to have friends, Christian entrepreneurship friends, so that you can ask questions and say, hey, like, I was thinking about this, you know, this or this. Can you help me make the decision? Even asking other people who are aligned with what you're doing can also give you a great answer as to which decision you should choose or which option you should choose, right? So I'm really excited about this community. I would love to build accountability pods within this community eventually. There's nobody in it. I literally just created it. Like, I have one person in there who is one my best friend. She's in there, and that's it for now, because I just created it. So I'm really excited to start filling it up. Really just see what God has for us. See what God is going to do and how he's going to move. I'm super excited. Thank you. If you have made it this far, thank you for listening. You guys are my heart. You really are. I just had surgery. Today is actually 3 weeks ago that I had surgery, and it's been really rough. It's been really rough. The first week I was in so much pain, but honestly, the hardest part was mentally, because me going to the gym, so much of me working out is a mental thing for me. It's my mental health. If you don't work out, you should, even if you just start walking. I talk about that all the time on my stories on Instagram and Facebook. If you do not follow me on socials, you should do that. You can get all the updates popping in my stories. Used to be 5 days a week, but now it's just when I'm feeling good, since it's been 3 weeks since surgery, which I am on the mend and I'm doing so much better. And I really appreciate everyone for the prayers and everything that y'all have done for me. I've had people reaching out, telling me that you're praying for me and all that. So thank you so much for all of you who are doing that. I so appreciate it. But it can be very lonely in entrepreneurship. So I really just would love to build this community to have a place where we can all help each other. You know, like, if you're going through something, like, we can pray for each other. We can encourage one another with scripture and with just kindness, right? Kindness, building a community where you can share your wins and share your struggles and share your prayers and share your wins, share your answered prayers. Anyways, I'm excited. I hope that you join my community. I can't wait to see what God does. Girl, make some decisions. Make the decision. Remember, God doesn't really care which one you choose. He just wants your heart. He just wants you to stay connected to him and ask him. So don't get stuck anymore. Just make the decision. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter anyway. Like I said, if you make the wrong one, the Lord is going to guide you. He's going to lead you along the path that he created the whole time. So sis, you are safe in his arms. So just make the choice. Just do it. I'll see you guys next week. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcast and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. And don't forget to check out my free masterclass at www.simplyjenniferbrown.com. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you. One that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church, and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine, and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today, and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God, so that he may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.